Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only. Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League with Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh.
On the radio.
30. I'm on right now. I don't believe you.
You boys in line.
What's up, friendos? Welcome into the In This League Fantasy Baseball Podcast with Scott Bogman. Scott Bogman.
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
Sir Scott Bogman. Lord Scott Bogman, as
yes,
you are
Lord.
Known in Glenville.
I am Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I am Lord. Yeah, yeah.
We definitely have, Bogman and I both have those little scammy, by the way, I'm the Welsh high. We both have those little scammy, tiny dirt plots that probably don't exist as lords. We're as much store lords as your name is that star in the sky listening on the podcast. That's what it is. But someone did purchase land in Glencoe that made us official lords. We did get paperwork for it. So
that's right. Yeah. It's I don't know if you had it where in it my is. Head if I could find it. Right.
I don't think I could either. Also, it's not my legal name, so I don't think it's binding. So, I am not Lord. it is Bogman of the Welsh. It's ITL on the episode today. He's not a Lord, but boy, we do love this man. Steve Gardner from USA Today, one of the absolute OGs in ITL lore, because he was in the first grouping of guests. He's always been so kind to us. And an ITL fun fact, the first person we ever did a live interview with, I believe, was Steve Gardner, because the same year, I brought a recorder to AFL All-Star Game, and you know, it was like Spore and Eno. But I think prior to that, you and I did a live recording in the stands with, most people know this, with Steve Gardner. We all almost got hit by a baseball during it. Steve is the best, and we are going to be talking about really some of the early buy or sells. Where is Steve at on some of the guys that are really underperforming, some guys that are really overperforming, because that is a ton of the talk of the town. I had this amazing moment, by the way. We did the waiver wire video. Pisapia has just in his craw that Kyren Paris is dog crap. And he just, so we did this list and I was like, it's a waiver wire video. And I'm like, we're missing two key guys. One was Ben Rice and I put Ben Rice on, but the other was Kyren Paris. I'm like, dude. And he's like, Kyren Paris, blah, blah, blah. And so on the video, we're debating. Go check it out. We're debating Kyren Paris. I'm saying, you know, why you should. He's saying why you shouldn't. What happened last night after we did that video?
A bomb.
Two bombs by Kyren
Paris.
Was
it two bombs? I didn't
know. Two bombs. First player, I think I saw this.
He has five.
I know. First player in the first 10 days of the season ever to hit five homers and steal four bases. I believe that's an MLB history record. But then Joe today would not take the L. He decided to cite some player like in 1997 that had a great Tyler White. No, that's what it was. He's like, remember Tyler White who did all this? I'm like, how's this going to do with Kyren Paris?
Who was Shelton?
Brandon Idge, Derek Shelton. Yeah, he was trying to do that bit to me here. But we're going to talk to Steve about Kyren Paris. Kyren Paris is super interesting right now.
I'll say that Kyren Paris played, 60 games in the minor leagues last season and hit 167. He hit 118 last year. So I understand Joe's trepidation, but the results are happening.
Homie's
got five homers and four swipes already.
And the most, one of the most important things, maybe overblown sometimes, but the big thing with Kyren, and this is what I was telling Joe, he spent the offseason reworking his swing with the same hitting person that reworked Judge's swing. They did that, and guess what? So when you have something like that happen to then correlated results, it's something to pay attention to. It's not that Kyren Paris is going to be the greatest player of all time, and you need to drop all your players, and you need to, everyone was dropping Luis Robert. You don't need to do those type of things. But my argument is, hey, listen, results are there. The underlying stuff looks good. There's something that correlates to the offseason. You should pick him up. And I think he's worth a pickup to see what happens. And then you can kind of move on and move forward. But a week ago, he was 5% owned. That needs to not happen. That's where we disagreed. And it's like, Kyren might not be great. He has a bad minor league track record. I've seen him a ton, but you got to speculate on it. So it's not about like, hey guys, he's the greatest and he's going to be amazing. It's like, no, let's see where it goes, but let's pick him up right now. That's my main argument. So there's, it's good. I protect myself. There's no L if he's bad. Then I get to be like, I told you so. And if he's great, I get to go, I told you so.
Whatever you get to do to poke at Joey. That's the main point here.
That's all that I'm looking to do. So that is one of the players we'll talk about with Steve, and we'll kind of break through some of those thingies. If you guys want, come on down to InThisLeague.com on the Patreon. If you guys want to support both of us, we very, very much appreciate when you do it. You can sign up. You can have access to the GroupMe rooms, and it gets direct access to us where you can message in GroupMe or Patreon. We love when you do that. And you'll also get, I got Top Prospect and Dynasty update, which is coming next week. I've got a new weekly baseball sheet where the new addition this week were players I was trading for and trading away. Every week I'm trying to add new things, and I'm getting that to you to start out your week. And we're always looking at more things. So go to InThisLeague.com today. Plus, I do the two streams a week. I keep saying a week. One of those, the YouTube, is only for Patreon. So if you're not a Twitch person and you don't want to do that, when I do the stream, you get a special one on the Patreon. So just a couple of reasons. Go and check it out today. InThisLeague.com. InThisLeague.com. Sign up today. I was told that me watching and breaking down the Victor Robles injury was quite enjoyable to some. They enjoyed me squirming. I am very glad there's not video, as you'd put this on here, of Spencer Arrighetti. He broke his thumb while playing catch. I would thumb stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't love, and that's why the arm, there's just something about extremities like going in directions they shouldn't. Just
what are
makes
you talking
me
about? Like, you can do that yourself with your double jointed weirdness.
I do. That's the irony of it. I have super double jointed arms, which it looks like I break my arm. I don't think I've done that in a long time. Actually,
can you still
to
do
show
it?
Anybody? I 100%. No, I can't. I'm saying to show anybody. How about this? How about this? We were talking about it because I'm doing all the
on the next Patreon stuff. Stream. Yeah.
Well, no, check this out. I'm gonna do a little birthday stream on my birthday or the night of, and I think Bogman's gonna join just to hang out and stuff. And maybe we could break out the double jointed. We can sicko people. It's like a hot tub stream, but I'm gonna bend my arm in a bad way.
It's weird that I can watch people get hurt and be okay with it, but if you leave your arm like that for longer than like 10 seconds, I'm like, all right, that's
people enough. Hate it. People, I haven't done it like in a long time. People hate when I do. I can,
it looks
like
gross. It looks disgusting.
And I can really do it. You remember how I do it? Like,
yeah,
my arm,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
really goes.
Okay.
It's,
yeah,
weird.
I get it.
And then the irony is, like, anybody that has anything crazy, I don't like, but
I thought the Arrighetti thing was funny, Welsh, because we were just talking about it and you were like, it's one of my favorite things, the weird injuries that baseball players have. And this is such a freak thing. I mean, it is weird. You're playing catch out in the outfield while guys are taking batting practice
or having a catch.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Having, yes, Kevin Costner having a catch. Mm-hmm. So you're playing catch out there, and to have your thumb get hit while you're doing it, it's just a weird freak thing. And yet another one onto the pile of weird baseball injuries.
No thanks. No, thank you very much. None of those. And I'm glad there's no video. It's definitely not going to become a thing, because if there is any like nasty one, I'm not here for it. I'm not here for it. By the way, we found out that Robles 12 weeks. So he had a fracture in that dislocated shoulder too. So no laughing matter.
This guy's kind of made of glass, isn't he?
He's just made of not good materials for a long time, and then he started to get good, and then he broke.
How many times has he played like 115? I'm going to his page right now.
It's like he's like an AliExpress jersey, you know, where it's like oh, this twice. Is working, and then it breaks.
155 in 2019, 132 in 2022, 36 in 23, 91 last year, and 10 this year before getting hurt.
I mean, last year was good, but all those other years,
91,
combined, he sucked. Yeah, well, I mean, he was really
he hit though. 300. That was great. But the year before, he played 36 games and 132. And these seasons that he played a bunch of games, I mean, 2019 was fine. He had 255, but his 132, he hit 224. He had 6 homers and 15 swipes. So, you know, now that everything's coming together, again, he's hurt. There's just too many risks for Robles in the future for me.
Well, I was laughing about this. I was thinking, man.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
The snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
I'm freaking out, man.
You are freaking out, man.
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and...
Littering and smoking...
In this league.
Break it down.
You know, what was I promoting? I'm like, hey, you know... Don't worry about getting stolen bases early. You can get them later. Like you, there's a couple guys you can go early and then you can wait and you can go heavy power and stuff. And you can get like Jake McCarthy. He just got his first hit the other day. He is one of the worst outfielders on the planet. Victor Robles.
Before Easter.
Yeah. Victor Robles out for 12 weeks. And then you think, okay, so maybe you did need to get the top guys. Ellie's not stealing at the same level. And what the hell is up with Corbin Carroll? On the positive is his ridiculous baseball savant page. I don't know if you've looked at
it. Gonna hit 60 homers this year. Yeah.
He has 5 homers. He's hitting 320. There's no shoulder issue concerns whatsoever. I mean, Corbin Carroll looks every part of the rookie version. His barrel, again, you know that your small sample size caveat, 21% barrel right now. He's got an average exit velocity. This is what's fascinating. Christian Campbell has already hit one like 113 or 14, but he doesn't hit it consistently hard. It sounded like 86. Corbin Carroll has a 96 average exit velocity, which is top 3 percentile of the league. So every hit is hard. He's getting the ball in the air more. His XBA is higher than his stupid batting average right now. And he's got a 63% hard hit rate. Everything looks so beautiful. No shoulder concerns. But he doesn't steal bases anymore. What has happened to Corbin Carroll and the stolen bases? Where have all the Cowboys gone? He has no stolen base attempts this entire season. And I'm looking here. Last game, there's a single. There's a single the game before that. Then they had a double. He has had, I think, 4 opportunities in the last 3 games. None. Also, he's walked 3 times in the last 3. He is not stealing any bases whatsoever. And I don't know. I have personally felt like there is some downtick. I think it's probably too early to look, but I feel like stolen bases are down right now. It's everybody but O'Neal Cruz. He is not
stealing. Manny Machado has 6, by the way. Yeah,
well, Tatis and Machado, like, there's like random guys that took that have taken advantage of catchers that have done it. But what is the reason behind it? Is it they have such trust in the offense behind for guys like Naylor who make contact and whatever, but Cattell's gone and they're not? I don't know what is going on. It's a give and take. Corbin Carroll is an absolutely freaking elite hitter. It looks so good. He looks healthy. He's not hitting lefties, though. He's destroying righties. But why the hell isn't he running? Give me an
answer. The D-backs don't need him to run. I mean, I think that's pretty much it right now, because the D-backs have 8 swipes on the season. So that now there's a bunch of teams that have fewer than that, but the Cubs have 25, the Pirates have 21, Mariners have 20, Padres have 20.
Jordan Alvarez has a stolen base. Corbin Carroll doesn't have one.
8 would put them at, I mean, tied for 15th with Baltimore, Miami, the Dodgers, and the Mets. But the D-backs are 3rd in runs scored. It's the Cubs by a mile. They have 96 runs already. They do have a couple more games than most teams here. The Yankees have 82, and then the D-backs and Cardinals both have 72. So they just don't need to put the runners at risk, so they're running less. I think it's going to hurt the D-backs' fantasy value overall, but at least for Carroll, he's crushing the ball and hitting tons of homers.
I wonder if it's an early season thing, though. I wonder if
I'm sure it is. He's still going to end up with like 30, but I don't know if he's going to push 45 or 50, right?
But the best thing,
they need him to do that.
And the best thing is at least he's hitting. It's an old Harper thing I used to talk about, when like you're hitting homers, you don't need to steal, and then you're making up for it. You want to feel some other good things here, dude. Expected batting average against fastballs is over 400. Off-speed pitches, super small, over 400. But he's only hitting 200 against breaking pitches, yet he has an XB of 270. He also has a 10% higher pulled air percentage. And they've started to give us this number on Baseball Savant, which is phenomenal. He was pulling balls in the air last year 16% of the time. It's 26% of the time right now. I mean, Corbin Carroll is on some thing. Let's see how he gets attacked with lefties and stuff, but he is a freaking monster. But he doesn't steal bases, and unfortunately, all the guys that we're like, hey, these guys are going to make up for all these stolen bases you don't get. Nothing. A big old fat. He's a fat phony. I have a fantasy question I want to get your take on. Speaking of the shoulder injury stuff, Fernando Tatis Jr. pulled a Corbin Carroll in like a game or two ago, where, you know, big, fast swing, big, crazy, just kind of a similar follow through that Corbin Carroll has, and tweaked his surgically repaired shoulder. We dodged the bullet. We're okay. He's going to play tomorrow, as we're told, Friday, likely. But what I think it's done is it's reiterated that there is concern that that powerful of a swing, especially on a surgically repaired shoulder, can loom. And I think that was, we never got confirmation on it last year with Corbin, but that's what everybody assumed with Corbin, and he just wasn't right. We did a poll on Leading Off on the live Twitch show. It was like 30% yes, 30% maybe. And I guess that would leave 40% no, weren't worried about it. Joe was worried about it. I guess I'm planting it in a place where I want to keep track of it, and knowing that maybe it creates a little bit more injury risk, but you are definitely the risk concern type of guy. Is that at all, even though he's okay, is it at all something where you're like, you know, I think I'm going to try to get a nice even trade to get out of the Tatis business if I were in it? Or do you think it's a nothing burger?
I think it's pretty much a nothing burger right now. Wow. Like, even if he had missed, you know, they're like, hey, look, it's inflamed. We did the MRI. There's nothing structural, but we're going to put him on the IL just because, you know, and let him recover. Then maybe I'd be like, all right, he's missing games from this. They're concerned enough to put him on the IL. What, he missed 2 games? So the Padres are not concerned. I'm not concerned. That's kind of how I look at it for redraft. I'll say for Dynasty, you know, he's still one of the best players in the league for sure, but maybe I'm looking to get out long term. But short term, I don't really care about him taking a couple days off.
Okay, that's interesting to see, because I think like in the comments section, there were just a lot more people that were like, yes, you know, then they're like, cheater, blah, blah, blah. That it's like, you know, when you have that like surgically repaired shoulder. And
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
I know how you're feeling right now.
Stop it. Don't do that.
I'm here for you.
Oh. In this league.
You are too easy.
And you do have, like, I am genuinely sitting here being like, well, that swing's not going to stop. If it does stop, you're going to have a production loss. If it doesn't stop, which Tatis has shown us, he doesn't have an off motor. He's just going to go. But is he going to re-aggravate that? And that is a little bit of the concern. But I don't, to me, it's nothing where I'm going to get out of the Tatis business.
Yeah, they're moving. I mean, they're stealing bases at a crazy rate.
And he talked about it too. He's like, hey, I'm healthy. My legs are good. I can steal. He wants to steal. I wouldn't be shocked if he stole 40 bases this year, but he's got to stay on. So I was just curious. I think then obviously both of our suggestion, assuming that you are not a super, super injury panicker, don't do anything about it. If you are super concerned about it, I get it. What you should not do is you should not sell low. You should not take a tiny haircut and someone try to sell you on like, well, you know, he did have the show. Like, they need to F off and you need to
this
get
is
like
not
full
two
throttle
for
value.
One time for Fernando Tatis. So I'm not, but yeah, I'll go acquire him for that. But I am not going to trade him now because of the scare. You know, honestly, if it's anything, they will put these guys on the IL early in the season, especially when your window is open to go to the playoffs and potentially win a World Series. So, you know, if they were really bad and they're like, eh, you can work through it, maybe I'd, you know, take another beat and look at it. But they don't. If they're not concerned, dude, I am not concerned at all.
Yeah. Well, we have it's like a new version. It's not a bipocalypse. It's an injpocalypse, the injury apocalypse here. Everybody is getting hurt. So we'll do kind of a quick throw through of giving you guys some updates.
Like, April. I feel like every April is injury apocalypse. Maybe these guys are trying to play through stuff early in the season and it's just not working. They got through spring training and now they get banged up because they're going 100% or whatever. But I feel like April, every year we want to say, oh, it's this, you know, what is happening? This is generational injuries. It's not. It happens every April, but it sucks every time.
Yeah. I was saying this somewhere. It's like varying degrees. Like maybe sometimes we've had like an end of spring where a bunch of guys get hurt. Sometimes it's the first week in April. Sometimes it's sometime in there. We we're getting too old for this now, but it would be beneficial to have tracked every year. What does April look like? So when we say like, is it just never? Maybe it's not, but there's a ton of these right now. So let's start getting through some of the guys that have been hurt, some of the updates. Dodgers are hopeful Freddie Freeman is going to be activated on Friday. He had that ankle sprain, a little slippy in the shower for Freddie Freeman. So presumably we're going to get Tatis and him back tomorrow. So fingers crossed there. CJ Abrams, who had some thigh tightness, returned on Wednesday after missing a couple games. And I think he proceeded to hit a bomb. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So another one of those guys, man. There's a couple of those dudes we'll have to see season long, but like, my guys that I were like out on, the only two that are coming to mind right now, like Abrams and Freed, I just really wasn't interested in. I think I was more vocal about being out on Abrams. I'm not sure that's going to look the best. And Freed looks really good right now. So
11 strikeouts for Freed yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. He looked really good. A couple L's there. George Kirby throwing some bullpen sessions out here in Arizona. He's at extended spring training.
You're going to go stalk him? You're going to see him in the Whole Foods?
I might. I'm a big Kirby guy. George Kirby is my dude since day one. You know that.
Some might say a swim fan, right? So
maybe that I'm more likely to go stalk Cattell. If I can go find Cattell, like, hello, Cattell,
go to the casino.
Hey there. Yeah, the roulette table. That's where you'd be. Kirby is going to throw some bullpen sessions out there. They said that they want to have some type of a rehab assignment. So I think it's like a throwing program he's going to have out here because we've got extended spring training going on. Maybe he goes into a game. He just throws us some live hitters and they'll throw him back out here. My vibe is where it's May. Like there was this little hope that it sounded like it could be in April. My vibe would be May right now.
Well, he got shut down like right in the middle of his ramp up for spring training. So he has to do that. And he has to probably get a couple rehab starts in as well. So it's, but you know, it's a bad time for him to get hurt.
But they had said to us, they were like, it's really just like precautionary. But now it's like, well, no, you're like, you got a whole throwing program and then you want to have rehab starts and stuff. So yeah, by virtue of that,
a lot of precautionary things take 6 weeks.
Unless like he goes and throws like today or tomorrow and then they go, you know what, we're golden, send him out to a minor league rehab assignment, maybe he comes back into the 20s of April. I'm going to assume this is a May thing. So you know, do you want to go and trade for him? I still like Kirby. I don't like the injury potential flare up, but you know, a little bit of the time has already been eaten, so maybe you could you can go and get him. Blake Snell has been cleared to resume throwing on Monday. MRI showed no structural damage in his shoulder.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's In This League.
Got what plants crave. It's got electrolytes.
What are electrolytes? Do you even know? It's what they used to make.
In This League.
I'm the smartest guy in the world. Says who?
The IQ test you took in prison. Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
And that is a big old sigh of relief. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, injuries happen. We don't like them, but another one where if they're not worried, I'm not worried. So, you know, no damage. Looks like he dodged a bullet. We're thankful for that.
I feel like it's weird coming from you. I feel like you've always been a very, like, once the injuries start up, it triggers something in you. You're very not worried when there's no big things. I like it.
I mean, when the teams don't shut you down for, you know, an IL stint, then I'm not going to be very worried. But once, you know, if Tatis, they're like, well, no structural damage, but we're going to put him on the IL anyway, that makes me raise my eyebrow and go, what are we talking about? We're not worried, but he is going on the IL. Why?
That makes sense. You know, yeah. I got you.
So if the team isn't worried, I probably won't be worried.
Dylan Moore was hitting leadoff with Robles out of the lineup. They also just lost Ryan Bliss for like the season. What the hell was it again?
Torn bicep.
Brutal. So, I mean, they just lost two pieces to that lineup for a vast majority of the season. Dylan Moore is going to get a lot more of a look, which he has some counting stats for. Yeah, average is always kind of a question, but like, they got to go out there and get somebody. They don't have the minor league guys, at least in my opinion, that are super, super close. They've kind of like leveled them down. I think Cole Emerson was even playing in like high A, so just none of those guys are ready. Maybe they go and re-sign a Mitch Haniger for the outfield. I don't know, but they just need some reinforcements, but there's two big losses. Josh Jung was activated on Tuesday back, and Francisco Alvarez started a rehab assignment, got a hit in his first one. And then check this out. Here is your IL-pocalypse. This is crazy. And again, maybe it is always this big, but here are players that just hit the IL this week. Jackson Merrill, retroactive to the 7th with a hamstring strain. Hopefully that's not too bad, but that also might not be a write-off of the IL, like come right back.
Yeah.
Wyatt Langford with the oblique strain.
Dreaded oblique. Yeah.
That one's the biggest pile of garbage you can see. That I feel like
he obliques already had four homers, right? He was playing so well. And
he's the only Ranger that was playing good. All of the rest have been sucking.
Oblique is like it's like a scratch off lottery ticket. You don't know. You don't know if you're gonna win or not. Hopefully it's a minimum, but could be much longer. So hopefully. For a guy getting white hot like Langford was. I am worried about Langford because he's on the IL and this is a injury that has a rotating door of diagnosis and how long it's going to take. So Langford, I am worried about.
Wangford? We got Wangford. Little Wangford?
Wangford.
I'm
Wyatt Wangford.
So my worry is, I'm not worried about once he's back. Let me rephrase that. What I am worried about is, like, with your scratch off analogy is that the win is that it's only a minimum IL stint. So you're scratching off to see, will he just be minimum time? More likely than not, you're missing more time with any type of stupid oblique strain. So I hate that one. Pablo Lopez placed on the IL with a hamstring strain. They called up David Festa today, but the rumor is that they might be pushing a 7-day rotation because Pablo's rotation spot would be for Sunday, and that might be Zebby time. So Zebby and David
Paddock
Festa.
Also sucks too. So Lopez, it looks like these guys are
Paddock
both
stinks, dude. Time. Yeah, Paddock stinks ass. Put him in the bullpen or something. But I think Festa might be the one that goes back down because Zebby lines up to Pablo. So very interesting. They're talking about, like, with off days, they might have a 6-man rotation and stuff. So let's see, who do the Twins play? Because I'm a Zebby guy, doesn't walk a whole lot, can pitch to some weak contact, but it all depends. All right, so that is going to be the Tigers, right? Yeah, because the 13th is the Tigers. So that's a doable one. Boy, some of those Tigers, though, are hot right now. Freaking Kerry Carpenter on there, Torque, Riley Green. I think if you need the start, I'm down with Zebby there. But if you could avoid, possibly, as I feel like Zebby might be the pickup over Festa. But he's a replacement of Pablo, who is missing time and no bueno. Matt McClain, also a hamstring strain. He is going to miss some time. And they called up Noelvi Marte, who Noelvi, strikeouts were down. He's stealing bases. He's a lot of extra base hits. I think he had like 6 doubles, but no homers. I think he's worth speculating on. I still am not, I'm not convinced that he has figured out major league hitting and that batting average is going to sink back down, but he's one of those dudes that it's like, well, he's got the tools and he is going to get some playing time with Matt McClain missing however long this is going to be now.
Yeah, man, I was really mad at myself for being out on Matt McClain and not getting any shares because he started so hot. And now I'm glad.
And he's gone.
And he's gone. See ya. He's Mick gone.
Get back to Goodyear. You're going to hang out in the middle of nowhere because you are injured again. This is Matt McClain's world. Friend Justin Steele, left elbow tendonitis. That sounds very bad. He did seem to say it's not much of anything and he'll be back right after the IL. But tendonitis seems a very like carryover type of thing. So I am a little bit more worried about that.
Yeah, in his pitching elbow as well. That is one that does concern me. They immediately shut him down. He says it's no big deal, and it's his throwing elbow.
So
no,
what does that do for you?
Thank you.
Do you want to like out? I'll you want to get out? Okay.
I want to get out. I don't want any part of him.
I don't like that one either. Zach Eflin was placed on the IL with a right lat strain, so he gone. Reynaldo Lopez is going to be reevaluated in July, but that's a cut for me. Yeah, DeLuca, 2 to 4 weeks with a shoulder strain. Thought we might see Chandler Simpson. We didn't. Connor Wong on the IL with a fractured pinky. Manny Margot with knee inflammation. As we mentioned, Ryan Bliss, torn bicep. A couple others to watch. Jordan Westberg missed Wednesday with an upper body injury. And Lane Thomas was removed Tuesday after being hit on the wrist. There's so many freaking injuries. And there were some impactful ones there. Merrill, Langford, Lopez, McClain, Steele. Those ones, they hit your fantasy cockles. And it doesn't feel good.
Get the depth. Pick up some hot guys.
How about Kyren Paris? Ben Rice. Yeah. Let's see if they're worthy of continuing to hold. Steve Gardner is going to be joining us. We're going to take a look at a few of those two and some others. There's some hot and some cold guys that we've talked a lot about. Let's see where Mr. Steve Gardner is at on these players. Breaking it down, and we'll do it on In This League right after this.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League.
Oh. He is the senior fantasy editor over at USA Today. He is Steve Gardner. On Twitter, it's Steve A. Gardner, one of the longest standing friends of ITL. We love seeing you in person and we love having you on podcasts. Mr. Steve Gardner, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great, guys. Pleasure to be with you again for yet another baseball season. And there's always so much to talk about, especially early on. So great to hang out with you guys.
Can you believe that, like, you've been doing shows with us for like 10 years? I know, like, I don't know what the number would end up be. It would probably be like somewhere between like 12 and 15 episodes or something like that you've probably done with us. But like 10 years of us all seeing each other, quite the history. You've actually become like our, you know, beginning of the season type of guy too. We always have you at the
opener.
Great to see you. Yeah, our opener. That's exactly our leadoff hitter. You're a leadoff hitter, Steve.
I can go one inning. Here, yeah. I can be the opener.
All right. Well, we'll get a pinch runner in for the next one, but we got you here as our leadoff guy. Today, we're going to make it kind of easier instead of going through a lot of like theoretical fantasy baseball questions and just talking about some of the most talked about players, whether there have been struggles or whether a vast majority of these players are like, these guys have been really good. There's actually only two players, which, you know what, I'll even move this and we'll talk about them at the end. A lot of these guys are like, you know, these have been pickups. How much do you believe? So let's kind of break into this. And I'll start us with the first one. We talked about him at the top of the episode.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365 because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply. Available in app only.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey. I took a huge victory lap on Pizapia because he hit 2 homers after I said this guy's name. But Kyren Paris has been definitely a big talk of the town. Incredibly impressive profile right now. 5 homers, 4 stolen bases. No one does that. No one has been doing that. He, so much so that the team, even today, I mean, Moncada went on the IL, but they're putting Rengifo at third and then moving over Kyren at second, which might be more of the mainstay if Kyren keeps working out. But the profile, it's top 10 percentile in like a majority of the hitting metrics, hard hit percentage, barrel percentage. He reworked his swing, as I've mentioned. The results are there. Some playing time is there. There's not a big track record, and people are torn. Joe doesn't like him. I like him as a pickup right now. I don't know how long standing it'll be. Let's get your take on Kyren Paris. Is Kyren Paris, I can't imagine he's available anymore, but is he a must own player? And do you think you should give him a longer leash moving forward?
I think right now, if you have the roster space for him, obviously you want to play the hot hand. It just, he came out of nowhere. I don't think the Angels even expected him to be this good. I mean, when you're signing, signing guys off the streets and you've got Christian Moore coming up through the minor leagues, I think he was the guy that I was banking on was going to be the everyday second baseman for the Angels at some point, you know, early in the season, and kind of have this kind of performance. And I think Paris really hasn't seemed to me like he's gotten a fair shot with his Angels team that has, you know, really not been competitive, you know, from a playoff standpoint. They should be playing guys like him every day to find out what they have. And instead, you know, they're signing J.D. Davis's and Yoan Moncada's and Tim Anderson's and all of these guys, you know, that are blocking essentially younger players that they have. So, yeah, I think Paris, to look at what he has done throughout his minor league career, I mean, there's speed there. I think you can count on the stolen bases. As long as he's playing, he's going to be running. And, 44 steals couple of years ago in the minors. That's fantastic. You should you should be jumping on that. The Angels should be playing him every day, but you know, the Angels should be doing a lot of things that they aren't. But I'd say I don't have a whole lot of confidence that he's going to be able to keep this up, but certainly for the short term, I think he's worth holding on to.
So from like a top end, like waiver priority, what do you think that looks like? I got the next guy we're going to talk about was actually my number one hitter. My little cheat I do on Patreon now at the start of the week, he was at my low percentage number one player was Kyren Paris, because Kyren Paris, according to Yahoo and ESPN at the start of the week, was still under 10%, which is crazy. You know, probably CBS is probably like 30 or 40%. But my higher owns under 40% guy was the next player that we're going to talk about. But I guess what I'm getting at is like, what is the priority of a guy like Kyren Paris? Like, you know, is it worth cutting underperforming ish players? Let me throw this one at you. This is going to be a tough one. I'll start with a really tough one. Jake Berger has really struggled. He's hitting under 100. His BABIP is low. Everything has looked really bad. And there are some people out there I've talked to that have had Berger not even be like a primary starter. So would you rather cut a guy like Berger who is struggling for a guy like Kyren Paris who's going off?
Unless you're really low in stolen bases, I would not drop Berger for Kyren Paris. I don't think I think long term you're going to want to have Berger on your roster more so.
Okay, because I agree with that sentiment. So I think that kind of pushes the limit. Like, I think you should try to get Kyren in there. So you're a buyer for now, but you don't sound like a big, maybe confident buyer for the future.
No, I mean, he slumps. The expected batting average is not even 300. And if he does slump, then it's, you know, probably Christian Moore time sooner rather than later.
Yeah. Boggs, you can do the next one. This is my favorite guy. This was my number one on the sheet to pick up for earlier in the week.
Yeah. We talked about him on the last show and kind of moved him up on your list together. It's Ben Rice for the Yankees. I mean, Ben Rice has been incredible so far. He's hitting 306, three bombs already, a couple swipes, getting on base at an absurd level here. What is your confidence level on Ben Rice moving forward?
I like Ben Rice, and you know, the plate discipline, he's always been a guy who will take a walk. So the Yankees like that. Obviously you've seen him, you know, in the leadoff spot, and that's a great place, you know, from a fantasy standpoint to have a guy on your team hitting
right
leadoff,
in front of Judge and Bellinger. Is pretty nice place to be.
Yes, indeed. Especially in front of those guys. So yeah, I like what he's done. I think the power, with Giancarlo Stanton getting hurt and unavailable, I think we all saw the path to playing time at the beginning of the year for Ben Rice. And so once that materialized, he played regularly. And I think that's one of the things too, for a young guy that hasn't really had a full-time shot in Major League Baseball, you know, being able to have that certainty of playing time for the most part, I think that's great. That helps his development. And, you know, I don't think he's a truly terribly young guy, right? He's, what is he,
26?
26? Yeah. So, I mean, getting into the flow in his first full major league season, I think he's acquitted himself awfully well. So you get run potential. He's had as you mentioned, a couple of bombs the other night. That's a guy that I'd like to have on my team, sure.
Yeah, Ben Rice right now, 28% barrel. Average EV is 97.5. Obviously, you know what I'm going to say. 72% hard hit rate. He's walking a ton. I also like that he's getting challenged versus lefties. Two of his three homers have actually come against lefties, even though he's not hitting super well, but they're not taking him out of game. So he's not becoming even some type of like
strong side platoon. Yeah,
exactly. Like, they'll play him at both spots against righties. They like him to lead off. The hitting profile is absurd. This kind of falls into that same territory of like Joe is challenging me on the Kyren stuff. And he's like, well, he's going to come. And it's like, yeah, he's going to come down.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Wait, let me explain something to you. I am not
in this league.
You're
in this league.
I'm the dude.
Man, you are one pathetic loser.
Get it! But it's like, what's the level? What, when he comes down, what does that end up looking like? Is it still serviceable? So Ben Rice is going to come down. Breaking news, he will not have a 72% hard hit rate. That would be a major league record. He will not have a 28% barrel rate. But that this underlying hitting profile is telling us a story of a player that has the makings of a guy that can break through once they do kind of struggle. And maybe he can be a 2010 guy with a 270 average this year. Maybe there's more upside. That right field side of the Yankees is super, super exciting. Let me test you to this. Mm-hmm. Because you seem a little bit more into Ben Rice as I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ben Rice or Kyle Manzardo? Kyle Manzardo hit a homer today. He has been DHing. He's looking sick right now. Manzardo or Ben Rice?
Wow. I think from a prospect pedigree standpoint, and I may be a little bit biased having been to the Arizona Fall League 2 years ago when Manzardo was there, and watching him in the home run derby and just hit like bombs all over the place.
Were you there for that really great live in-person interview that someone did with Cal Manzardo at the first pitch in a room? Were you there for that?
I don't think I was in the room. No, no,
that was me. That was me. And Eno, I shouldn't say that. We actually did that for the athletic, but it was me, Eno, and DVR with Cal Manzardo. Super smart guy. And yeah, like everything he talked about too is very exemplifies some of the things mm-hmm. that you might take against him, but it was like very smart hitter. He's like, hey, listen, they didn't teach us to hit up in the zone. He was a low zone hitter. He didn't care about, he actually was one of those few guys too. He was like, I don't care about max EV. He's like, I care about how my average EV looks. I pay attention because we asked him about that. And just a super smart guy and his bat's going. So we're leading this to say Manzardo, but how close has Ben Rice to Manzardo for you?
Yeah, I think Ben Rice is a secondary Manzardo. I mean, I like the prospect pedigree again is just, you know, so much higher for Manzardo. And I think he is just more talented and has a higher upside.
Ooh, how about Ben Rice or Tyler Soderstrom?
Ooh, that's closer. I think I would go Soderstrom. Both, you know, love the parks for both of those guys, though. I mean, it's a tough decision, and Soderstrom is certainly taking advantage of things there in Sacramento.
I feel like I'm a sicko that I kind of like Ben Rice more. Yeah. But everything is screaming Soderstrom right now. The ballpark, every underlying metric. I mean, he's cut his strikeout percentage. He's hitting the ball hard. He's walking. His XBA is almost at 300. His WOBA is top 1% of the league. I mean, everything looks so good. There's just something about Ben Rice and I think his ability to hit for contact and the stolen base and the leading off. But Soderstrom is the answer right now for sure.
And I would love to see Soderstrom just get a couple of appearances behind the plate. Wouldn't that be, you know,
like maybe?
Yeah. I think that would, and you know, Ben Rice too, you know, former catcher. But I don't see him spending much time at all behind the plate for them.
I'd like to see him play in left field or right field or third base or anywhere that's not first base.
Same thing for Manzardo. Yeah,
please. Yeah. Position eligibility would be great for Manzardo as well. All right, I'll get the next one in here. This has been one of my favorite early season pitchers that I've kind of been saying, I think is moving out of streamer range right now. And it is Casey Mize. Casey Mize, two good starts. You know, let's not freak out, but sub one whip, sub one ERA, 12 strikeouts and essentially over 12 innings. And the best part about all of this has been the resurgence of his splitter. And part of that is just being effective with your four seam. He's also, I think I did this on one of my Twitch live streams, but
the slider, he kicked out the slider and he's using a slurve. And he also kicked out, or I'm sorry, he moved down the slider usage. He kicked out the knuckle curve and it looks like he's retransformed into throwing this slurvy pitch, which is slower than the slider. It also has less movement on it. And that's become his primary second pitch. And all of this has made the splitter better. So the question is does he hold up? I think he is beyond streamer and he's a player that you want to hold. But what is your level of confidence on Casey Mize?
From a 1 to 10 scale, I'd say maybe a 7.5 or close to 8, because he was one of those guys. I mean, in spring training, again, we try not to put too much emphasis on what we see, what we read, what we, calculate, but he was fabulous this spring. And I think that generated, at least for me, a whole lot of, optimism that he could finally put things together. You know, we've been waiting for Casey Mize to be healthy, to be...
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.